Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to C12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk, it's just you and me, by the way, and I want to talk about why I think Olympians and small business owners are kindred spirits. Do you like the Olympics? I love the Olympics. Watching the Winter Olympics, watching those athletes compete, when we do that, we're taken to a place where special humans participate in what I think is a noble cause. These heroes commit countless hours over many years, pushing their minds and bodies to achieve a level of excellence that might just possibly qualify them to merely be on an Olympic team and represent their country. Now, you'll notice that what I just said, nothing I said was about winning medals or claiming glory. Never mentioned it. Most Olympians find neither, and yet they try. When you're watching an event, you're at once self-conscious and grateful for the long lens of the camera that invades that private moment just prior to competition. We're self-conscious because of the intrusion, but grateful to share this moment and benefit vicariously from the Herculean effort about to be delivered. The camera moves in closer. We can see the Olympian's eyes and imagine their thoughts. The skier is thinking, 12 years, and it all comes down to the next few seconds. Must remember the fundamentals. The skater is having a word with herself. Today, nothing less than my personal best. Then the long lens captures the mouth. There's a lick to fight the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. The lips move slightly to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation, and then this is it. Small business owners, in my opinion, are a lot like Olympic athletes. They commit countless hours over many years, pushing mind and body to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to merely make a living. Medals and glory? Medals and glory. Most small business owners find neither, and yet they show up year after year to work, to deliver, and to contribute. Like an Olympic race, the future of a small business often rides on the owner's performance over a very short period of time. If the camera could take you in close, you'd see the owner thinking, all these years of work and risk could literally come down to how well I deliver this proposal in the next few minutes. Must remember the fundamentals. And then the long lens would capture the mouth. There's the lick to lessen the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. Then the lips move ever so slightly as if to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. And then, showtime. This is it. Olympians and small business owners are dedicated to what they love. They work hard, they take risks, they seek excellence against all odds, and oftentimes, especially in the case of America, usually at their own expense. So, if you're looking for someone to admire, look no further than these two heroes, Olympians and small business owners. The spirit of Olympians and the spirit of small business owners would make the world, they do make the world, a better place. You know, folks, one of the things that I've did recently was we polled our audience. We polled you and people who, the subscribers to my newsletter and visitors to our website, and we ask you, Are you watching the Olympics? Are you watching the Winter Olympics? You know, we have people who have different opinions about the Olympics, and we ask, what are you doing? And nobody said, not one person chose, I watch Winter Olympics, but not Summer Olympics. Nobody likes just the Winter Olympics. Only 13% said, I watch Summer Olympics, but not Winter Olympics. I hear that complaint a lot. I hear people say, in fact, Rich Galen, one of our Brain Trust members, wrote a piece this week about the fact that he doesn't like Winter Olympics because he can't relate to any of the things that they do, right? Because he lives in a warm climate, right? Well, 13% of our folks kind of agree with him. They watch the Summer Olympics, but not the Winter Olympics. But the rest is pretty much evenly split between I never watch the Olympics, summer or winter. That's actually the big number. 45% of our folks said they never watch Olympics, summer or winter. And 42% said, I watch every minute of every Olympics I possibly can. That's the category I fit into. I love the Olympics. I don't care if it's winter or summer. In fact, I don't love summer more than winter. I love the Winter Olympics. The races are my favorite. The ski races. I even like the snowboard, even though I don't know anything about snowboarding. I even like the snowboard races. Those are my favorite. And the bobsled, the skeleton, the luge. All those, I love the downhill. Oh, the downhill. How about the downhill? I love those. But I also love the Summer Olympics. And it's because of what I just talked to you about. It's because we're talking about people who work so hard over years of time, giving their time and their own expense, mind and body, working so hard many times, most of the time, almost everyone on the teams find nothing but the ability, they get nothing but the ability to be on an Olympic team and play for their country and represent their country. They find neither glory nor fame or medals, and yet they still try. And that's the reason why I admire all Olympians, and I'm going to do whatever I can to support them the same way and with the same feelings that I feel about small business owners who every day show up and work, pushing mind and body at their own expense against all odds to merely have the opportunity to possibly make a living. Olympians, small business owners, you're my heroes. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.